I line up my reasons. 1. I'll need mostly my own money for college. 2. The hours are okay. I can do homework when the kids are in bed. 3. I babysat before in our building. I know how. One lady told me, LaVon, you got a feel for little kids. Good for you. 4 is that sideways look of Jolly's eyes, like a car will come out of nowhere and run her down. But she partly hid her eyes from me by wiping that gooey baby and swinging her hair around. 5 is that sound in Jolly's voice that, I can't, she says over again. I won't tell my mom 4 and 5. It's too complicated. My mom would have opinions. I'll tell her 6. It's 7 stops on the 4 bus. Easy. I'll tell her 7 about Jeremy holding my hand by his own decision.
LaVon knows her mother very well, and she's figuring out the best strategy to convince her mom that the job at Jolly's is a good idea. LaVon decides to tell her mom the practical reasons the job would be good, like the fact that it will help her earn money for college. LaVon decides not to share the emotional reasons she wants to take the job, like her realization that Jolly really, really needs her. That's because her mom would have opinions, LaVon says. I wonder if LaVon thinks that her mom might not want her to get involved with a 17-year-old single mother of 2 kids. Let's pick up at the beginning of the 2nd paragraph.
I get off the bus and I walk the half block, and the watchdog lady patrolling the street nods her head at me, and I go in and I check the mirror so I don't get in the elevator with no strangers inside. The watchdog lady today is a tough one. She teaches the self-defense class for girls only. Every girl in the building takes the class. You have to be 12 to get in. They have graduation and everything. I did it 2 years ago.